Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. As Israel's renewed bombardment of the Gaza Strip continues to intensify, the UN's children's agency, UNICEF, has described the dropping of leaflets telling Palestinians to go to safe areas as almost cynical. Their spokesman, James Elder, who's in the southern city of Khan Yunis, told the BBC nowhere was safe. Nada Abu Wada and his three children were among the hundreds of thousands of Palestinians who came to the city after being told to flee the north.
The Israelis told us that Khan Yunis was a safe zone, which led us to flee here. Now even Khan Yunis has become a war zone. Where are we supposed to go? Our children are stranded on the streets.
The deputy head of Hamas's political wing has said there will be no more hostage exchange in Gaza until there's a permanent ceasefire. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took an equally uncompromising stance. From Jerusalem, here's Paul Adams.
Benjamin Netanyahu, speaking on television tonight, said that only military force had secured the release of the 100 or so hostages who were released over the past week, and that that is what Israel is about to do again in the Gaza Strip. Hamas said that there would be no further releases of any hostages until there was a complete ceasefire. So at the moment, you see the two sides very, very far apart on this. Whether the various negotiators who have been involved in trying to get this ceasefire up and running can pull it off again, I don't think so, not in the short term. It feels at the moment as if Israel is determined to pursue military pressure for the time being.
One person has been killed and two others injured in a knife and hammer attack in central Paris. The incident happened close to the Eiffel Tower. The French Interior Minister, Gérald Darmanin, praised the police's response. The suspected attacker has been arrested. With more details, here's David Chazan in Paris.
The Interior Minister said he was arrested in 2016 and sentenced to 4 years in prison for planning a terror attack. The Interior Minister said the alleged attacker was being treated for what the Minister described as severe psychiatric problems. And according to French media and the Interior Minister, he told police that he was fed up with seeing Muslims being killed in Gaza and Afghanistan.
The US Commerce Secretary, Gina Raimondo, has described China as the biggest threat her country has ever faced. Addressing a National Defense Forum in California, Ms. Raimondo called for joint efforts to prevent China from obtaining cutting-edge technology and semiconductors. She said that the US was the world leader in artificial intelligence and there was no way she would let Beijing catch up. BBC News. The military rulers in Burkina Faso have suspended distribution of the French daily newspaper Le Monde over an article on a deadly jihadist attack in the north of the country. It's the latest Burkinabe action against a French media organisation, as Bernadette Kehoe reports.
Burkina Faso's communication minister criticised as biased Le Monde's article about an attack on a military base a week ago. The UN says at least 40 civilians were killed, whereas the country's security sources spoke of a few military deaths. The retaliatory action against Le Monde follows the recent suspension of several French media outlets, both broadcast and print. Relations between Burkina Faso and the former colonial power, France, plummeted after the military seized power in a coup last year.
Ukraine says the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear plant has been reconnected to the electricity grid after power lines were damaged. Ukrainian officials said the facility had been put at risk of an accident and that it temporarily switched to diesel generators. The International Atomic Energy Agency described the safety situation as precarious. A large earthquake has struck off the coast of the Philippines, triggering evacuation orders for people living near the eastern coast of the island of Mindanao. An earlier tsunami warning has, however, passed. The government of Peru has announced that it's increasing the number of tourists allowed at the 15th century Inca citadel of Machu Picchu, its most famous historical site. The move is aimed at helping tourism rebound after the decline suffered during the coronavirus pandemic. The Culture Ministry said numbers would be boosted to 4,500 a day from the 1st of January. 4.5 million tourists visited Peru before the pandemic. That's the latest BBC News.